We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul and Jordana and Dave Josephson running the board, producing the show, keeping the guardrails in place for Jordana. We've talked a lot, and we have a segment every Wednesday. We try to do this called Mind Your Business. Whether you work for somebody else or you have your own business, I think we can always get smarter. And so we try to have experts on.
Get all up in their business.
Prepare for what's coming. And we've talked about the rise of smart computers. At some point, and I think we're there, the computers are smarter than we are.
And for sure me.
Well, yeah. For sure me. That's kind of a given. But... and it's going to displace a lot of people. A lot of people are already retraining, finding new gigs. In the past, jobs were displaced throughout history, but new jobs took their place. Right. And the experts predict that there will be new jobs, but there's still going to be disruption, people out of work. It could be tough. So we wanted to talk with Manjeet Rege. He's director of the Center for Applied Artificial Intelligence at the University of St. Thomas. Dr. Rege, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So are robots coming to take my job and Paul's job?
Yeah, how soon will it take Jordana's job?
Well, I don't think that will be happening anytime soon.
Phew!
Oh,
thank goodness.
You're just saying that to be nice, aren't you, Professor? But is it true that jobs, careers that require significant creativity are harder for the computers to master? They're not there yet. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is. So, I mean, if you think about certain mundane tasks that could be automated, a computer can easily learn from. But anything that involves a lot of analysis and research, for example, if you have a task like, I would like to introduce a new product into the market, and if you have a market analyst go out there and conduct some kind of a research and give you a 20-page report, a human can do that.
Right.
But a computer cannot do that.
Not yet.
Okay. What are the jobs that are most at risk?
Right.
Like, who's going to lose their job to a robot?
So, there's a lot of kind of confusion around this when we talk about AI taking over jobs. So that is sci-fi that we see in movies. So we are very much far away from that. What I like to think about is, AI will, it can take over certain tasks, but as far as affecting is concerned, certain occupations, I would want to distinguish between displacement and exposure.
Right.
So, there have been studies that around 60 million jobs in the U.S. by the year 2030 might get affected or might get displaced. But certainly there are certain occupations that can get affected sooner, such as agriculture, manufacturing, warehousing, and things of that nature.
Service jobs, finance?
Certain tasks of that. So if there is a human element to it in service, let's say in personal service, sales, then that becomes a much more difficult job for automating.
Have you analyzed this population-wise? Are there certain segments of the population, men, women, certain age, certain even nationality, that are more affected from AI than others?
Yes, and that's a great question. Men are overrepresented in certain segments, like the ones that I mentioned, manufacturing, even in agriculture. So men probably make up around 70-80%. So those segments will be affected sooner. Men also have overrepresentation in certain other, technical fields. So they will be exposed to AI much sooner. Hmm. Now, if you do not reskill yourself, then you're at the risk of getting displaced. Women, on the other hand, you know, certain segments like healthcare support, personal care services that women have a higher majority in, as a result of this AI getting affected, they will be sheltered for some time. Mm. But if they do not reskill, obviously they're at a risk there eventually as well.
So I'm hearing you say dudes better watch out, yeah. And we women are just going to run the whole show. I kind of like it.
I don't like it. I didn't get quite that takeaway. But
you're not listening hard
enough. It's fake news. By the way, we're talking to Professor Manjeet Rege. He is director of the Center for Applied Artificial Intelligence at the University of St. Thomas. You know, these robots now, I mean, you don't need nearly as many people to manufacture vehicles. Mm-hmm. The robots now are so good they can do microsurgery remotely from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look at the farming industry. You need far fewer people, tiny percentage. And these tractors now can even be automated, GPS-enabled. Do you buy the argument? A lot of people say, well, the computers are just going to augment these jobs. They're not going to replace. It's just another tool.
That's correct. So, once again, it depends on the kind of work we are talking about. There will be certain segments where a human will be helping out a computer do its job. So, you know, a common example that is that you see a lot these days is about a self-driving car. And most at risk, perhaps, these days are truck drivers.
But
it's not as if the entire truck driving, you know, job will be going away completely. You will still need a human behind, in control of that truck. But that human needs to be much more skilled now to be able to use that AI software so that the AI software can do a much better job in driving that truck.
So it's all new skills.
Yeah, we're all going to have to retrain. Lifelong training. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Professor Manjeet Rege, we want to thank you so much for the expertise and thanks for the time on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Professor.
I still heard that you dudes are in trouble.
Well,
you better
reskill. Say that. He didn't.
And the women are just going to run the world.
But I think you need to pay attention. I don't live in mortal fear, but at some point, someday, we're going to wake up. I'm going to wake up, and Siri or Alexa is going to be doing personalized weather for specific zip codes, and it knows my calendar. Mm-hmm. It tells me, okay, you should. The roads are crap. Get up 15 minutes early because 494 is a gong show. I mean, that day is not far off, and I still hope that human beings can provide things that computers can't, like context and perspective.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.